Hello, everybody.
And welcome to Sexy Spikes.
Was like waiting for you to say hello, and I was just like, okay.
I'm just like, does she want me to say hello or does she want me to
That
seduce
works.
him?
That works. You seducing me.
Mm.
Like she said, welcome to the show. We only had one submission for the immunity. So before we actually do the main round stuff, we're gonna do the immunity. For those of you who don't know the immunity theme, we gave them 10 movie quotes. They had to use at least three of them and say them in like a sexy voice. So our immunity submitter is Russ.
How do we do it? Elementary, my dear Watson. I'll tell her, open the pod bay doors, Hal. And she does. Savvy?
And that was Russ.
It
That was Russ.
He didn't have reverb on it, though.
Yeah, that was. Thank heavens. When talking has reverb on it, it does remind me of kind of like crazy porno movies. But Russ, I like how you like constructed your immunity. The voice you said it in was kind of borderline creepy, but that's just like my personal interpretation. But this is really, really well put together. And me and Melly were saying like before we listened, or before we started to critique, sorry, that would have had a good chat of winning if. Even if you hadn't been the only one, so because we thought this was really, really, really well put together.
Yeah, this is exactly what I wanted out of this challenge. I love this. Yes, it was a little bit creepy, but at the same time, like, it was just so, it fit the theme perfectly. You, like, the lines that you use for filler lines were perfect. It was, like, really good. I love this. Like, this would have, like, I think that if other people had submitted, like, it would have been, like, this would be a really hard one to beat. Like, this was totally great. So I'm glad that you won immunity, Russ. Congratulations. So as for the main round, the contestants had to take like an unsexy song and they had to make it sexy with the way that they sang it. So first up for that, we have Mr. Dylan Collins.
Oh, I miss that Collins.
Business of misery, let's take it from the top. She got a body like an hourglass, it's ticking like a clock. It's a matter of time before we all run out. When I thought he was mine, she caught him by the mouth. I waited 8 long months, she finally set him free. I told him I couldn't lie, he was the only one for me. 2 weeks and we caught on fire, she had it out for me. But I wear the biggest smile. Whoa, I never meant to brag, but I got him where I want him now. Oh, it was never my intention to brag, to steal it all away from you now. But God, does it feel so good, 'cause I got him where I want him now. And if you could, then you know you would. But God, it just feels so, it just feels so good. Second chances, they don't ever matter, people never change. Once a whore, you're nothing more, I'm sorry, that'll never change. And about forgiveness, we're both supposed to have exchanged. I'm sorry, honey, but I pass it up, now look this way. Well, there's a million other girls who do it just like you, looking as innocent as possible to get to who. They wanted what they like, it's easy if you do it right. Well, I refuse, I refuse, I refuse. Oh! Whoa, I never meant to brag, but I got him where I want him now. Oh, it was never my intention to brag, to steal it all away from you now. But God, does it feel so good, 'cause I got him where I want him now. And if you could, then you know you would. But God, it just feels so, it just feels so good. It just feels so good. It just feels so good.
True, not one of them involved
one of them involving. Where I want him now. Oh, I never meant to brag, but I got him where I want him now. Oh, it was never my intention to brag, steal it all away from you now. God, does it feel so good, 'cause I got him where I want him right now. And if you could, then you know you would. If God, it just feels so. It just feels so.
And that was Dylan Collins doing Misery Business by Paramore. Dylan. Okay, so. I like this in general. Like, I thought this was like. You sounded cool, like your rasp was really effective, and I like the way that you like made it into a performance piece instead of just like a song, like you were totally acting it up and it was good. But like with the theme, like I was just kind of like, I don't know, it seemed like less sexy and more like angry/whiny. And if it was just angry, then it could still be sexy, but because of the whininess, it was kind of like, oh, okay. I liked the whispery part. I would have liked some panting, and the topping made me angry. But now I'm being angry and whiny.
Made you angry.
Yeah, no, I was like, it's a very severe reaction to topping. I liked it for you, and I liked like what you did with it. But like, as for like it going with the theme, I'm not as convinced. So I'm like, this wasn't super sexy to me. So, yeah.
I don't know. I like an angry man sometimes.
But angry and whiny.
I didn't find him too whiny, though. I didn't really think it was whining. I thought this was a weird song for you, though. Dylan, you put in your email that Valk loves Paramore and you hate Valk, like, as a joke. You forget, Paramore is my all-time favourite band. It's the only band that doesn't have as a single song that I don't love. Like, I love them more than any band. Having said that, though, I'm going to be, like, for an objective and stuff. And, like, for your voice itself, I thought the verses you did really, really well.
Yeah.
And you had, like, great energy on them. I love the verses. I felt that because you had obviously had to drop down an octave on the choruses, it kind of stemmed the energy flow a little bit. I agree that sometimes actually the choruses were a tiny bit whiny, but the verses I don't think were whiny at all, and I did find those actually quite sexy. And I liked your bridge, and I liked the whispering. I really liked when you at the end of the first chorus when you said it just feels so good. That was really sexy. So I really liked your verses and your bridge, but I didn't really like your choruses too much.
Did you find it sexy in general?
Yeah, I'm gonna go with
yeah. You got one of us, which is all you really need.
I think it's because I didn't get as much of whininess, I think.
Yeah,
I think
probably.
If I felt it was whiny, I don't find that sexy, so. But I didn't actually think that, and that's why it's so subjective kind of thing. Yeah,
exactly.
Yeah.
That's why we have two people instead of just one. Also, because sex is more fun with two people.
Well, yeah. Sex with one person isn't sex, it's masturbation.
No. Exactly. So
awkward.
I guess up next, yeah, let's just keep going. Up next is Eider.
Rock a boy, play be on the tree down when the wind blows. Will rock when the bomb breaks, the cradle will fall, but mama will catch your cradle and all. baby, it's true. Sin calls the emperor. Mother sits near in her rocking chair. Forward and back, the cradle sees wins, and the baby sleeps. She hears what she sees. Has a boy, baby, up in the sky on a soft cloud. It's easy to fly. Angels keep watch over us you sleep. So has a baby, don't make a beep.
And that was Ida with possibly the creepiest thing I've ever heard in my life. But it was okay. She was singing Rockabye Baby. This is actually kind of like what we envisioned some things would be on the challenge.
Yeah.
Because obviously this is like one of the most unsexy songs ever, and you did sing it in a sexy way. A quote I posted in the chat with Amelie that she's making me say now was in, oh my gosh, she sounds like she's having sex with her husband whilst trying to sing her baby a lullaby at the same time. Like, you're having sex with your husband and your baby's like in the cot in the room, and then you're like trying to sing it to sleep. Okay, Amelie, don't die.
Sorry.
So yeah, it was like creepy, but you definitely, if it sounds like you're having sex on the track, then you've obviously made it sound like sexy times are going on, so it's sexy. So whilst I was slightly weirded out by it, it was still performed in a really sexy way, so good job.
Yeah, I can't decide if this was like sexy or like pedo bear, like I don't know. This is just like, but this is exactly what I wanted from this challenge. Like, you took something totally with like no sex attached to it at all, and you were just like, oh, Garnet said something, and I was like, yeah, where she said this is like Happy Birthday, Mr. President, but yay, like creepier. And yeah, no, I totally agree, this was totally like, just, I don't even know what to say. Like, I enjoyed it, although I feel kind of violated, and this was a really good choice to do for this round. So
yeah, we were like expecting to get at least one or two really like creepy moments that were still really sexy.
Yeah, so this was one of them for sure. So good job. Up next we have Rochellular.
People live their lives for you on TV. They say they're better than you and you agree. She says, hope my girl's from behind those cold brick walls. Says, come here, boy, there ain't nothing for free. Another doctor's bill, a lawyer's bill, another cute cheap thrill. You know you love him if you put him in your will. But who will save your soul? When it comes to the flowers now, who will save your soul after those lies that you told, boy? And who will save your soul if you won't save your own? La da 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 da, ya ya da. We try to hustle them, try to bust them, try to cuss them. The cops want someone to bust down on Orleans Avenue. Another day, another dollar, another war, another tower went up where the homeless had their homes. So we pray to as many different gods as there are flowers. We call religion a friend. We're so worried about us saving our souls, afraid that God will take his toll and we forget to begin. But who will save your soul when it comes to the flowers now? Who will save your souls after those lies that you told, boy? And who will save your soul if you won't save your own? La da da ba da 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 dum bum ba dum. Some are walking, some are talking, some are stalking. They kill God's social security, but it doesn't pay your bills. There are addictions to feed and there are mouths to pay. So you bargain with the devil, say you're okay for today. Say that you love them, take their money and run. Say it's been swell, sweetheart, but it was just one of those things. Oh, those flings, those strings you've got to cut. So get out on the streets, girls, and bust your butts. And who will save, save you? Those lies that you told, boy. And who will save your soul if you won't save your own? Ba-da-dum, ba-da-dum, da-da-da-doo-dee-da-on-day, boy. Da-da-doo, da-da-dum. And who will save your soul when it comes to the flowers now? Who will save your soul after those lies that you told, boy? And who will save your soul if you won't save your own? Ba-da-da, ba-da.
And that was Rochelle Euler with Who Will Save Your Soul by Jewel, which I'm pretty sure was on Pop, Luck, and Garden. I'm pretty sure it was also from the Anger Round of Seven.
No, it wasn't. No, it wasn't. I'm just No, it wasn't. You know why I remember this? Because I was at her house when she recorded it. That's why I remember the long notes.
Okay, do you want to re-record this part?
No,
because we'll be calling. Because then we'll be calling her out on that, and it's like.
But it was on Pop Luck, though.
It was, yeah.
Yeah. So the only reason I remember that though is because of the long notes that I heard her sing.
Okay. At her house. Yeah. So this is just on Pop Luck, not on Seven. Rochelle, as far as, like, picking something to resub for this round, I think this was a good choice, because I do think that you brought, like, a sexy swagger to this song, which is kind of, like, kind of a depressing song. I had to laugh at the one line where you're, like, when you say butts, and you're, like, you have a sexy line, and then you're just, like, butts, and it made me laugh. I was just kind of, like, I don't know. You have, like, this naturally sexy voice, so, like, it really, this song was good to show that off, I guess, and which, I guess, worked for the theme, so good job picking what to resub, I guess.
Mm-hmm. I mean, at least, like, Rochelle asked me.
Yeah, she did ask.
If she could resub, because she has, like, she just got cast in a musical, which is, like, yay. But, so at least she asked. I agree that this had, like, a sexy swagger to it. I really liked that. I really liked when you were like, come here, boy, and it was just, like, really good. It felt like it was a woman singing at her ex-boyfriend in the bar or and a karaoke in her sexiest, not as a karaoke because like that's kind of sort of, but do you know what I mean? Like in a movie when they're like singing and she's in her sexiest outfit saying what he's missing and stuff. So yeah, I got that. It was a good choice of song to resub.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so up next is Gil Dragon. Dun dun dun! Surprise. We did have a drop this week, so we brought Gil Dragon back. So.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Gil Dragon with Hello by Neil Diamond. This is also a resub, but Gil didn't ask. We're going to accept it, but in future, please ask if you're going to resubmit all stuff. We're pretty lenient, and we accept that people have, like, shortages of time.
At least he told us that it was a resub.
Yeah. Okay, I was saying to Melly, this song always, like, gets me a bit emotional just because my dad's, like, he always sings all the time. My dad's, like, a really good singer, and he's away from home right now. He's working at sea, so it just makes me sad. But that's, like, a personal thing, which I'm going to ignore. I'm just saying in case I get a bit emotional. But this was, like, a strong vocal from you, Gil, and it did fit the theme in the sense that, like, I really liked the way that you attacked some of the notes, like, the way that you phrased it and stuff was kind of sexy in places. Though, it wasn't, like, as sexy as if maybe you'd done it for the challenge, if that makes sense.
Yeah, I agree.
But, yeah, it was okay. I liked it as a song itself, as an actual, like, performance from you. Disregarding sexy, it was really good, but it wasn't, like, as sexy as it could have been.
Yeah, I agree. This is actually, I remember when this was out on Hit Singles, and I really liked it then as just, like, a song from you, and I still like it as a song from you, but, like, as for the challenge, it was kind of, like, it's, like, romantic and lovely, but it wasn't, like, sexy, which is what I was, like, hoping for, and I knew that you could have done it really well. I know you had, like, shortage of time, but I'm still, like, yeah, so I pretty much feel the exact same way that Garnet does. So, up next is Russ.
Mr. Immune.